This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for a week ending August 3rd. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week on Friday at 187.21, which was just about steady. The volume was only 831 loads for the week, and that's about 12% of the total box beef sales for the week. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the weekly average of all the different types of sales, was at 187.57, which was $2.26 lower than last week, and the volume was just a little bit dismal considering that big drop in prices. The total reported box beef volume was 6,719 loads, which was 406 loads less than last week. And that formula trade was 3,353 loads for the week, which was only 4 loads more than last week and about 49% of the total sales. The outfront sales were quite a bit worse at 910 loads, which was 472 loads less than last week at this time when it's normally higher for those Labor Day bookings. Exports dropped quite a bit also, with only 701 loads, total loads, sold, which was about 283 loads less than the previous week. The NAFTA portion of those exports was just about steady at 239 loads, and there was 462 loads that were shipped overseas. And those overseas shipments were down 276 loads for the week, so you see they took quite a drop. In the primal cut trade portion of the spot trade, the ribs and loins continue their decline. The outside primal cuts prices were steady to $2 higher. The inside primal cuts, which are loins and ribs, were mostly $4 to $8 lower, except those choice ribs, which showed just a little firmness. 50% trimmings firmed up a little also, but traded in a very narrow range all week. The most recent 10-week rolling box beef sales average was 7,112 loads per week, and that compares to 7,352 loads per week last year. So that's 240 loads less than last year's average each and every week for 10 weeks in a row. Now, taking a look at the finished cattle trade, was steady to firm at 119 to 122 with a few up to 123 up north. Dress prices were steady at 194 to 195. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle dropped 23 pounds. It dropped down to 1,253 pounds, but that was with 4% increase in the number of heifers. The heifer percentage was 42%. And that was compared to 1,268 last year, so that's quite a bit below last year. The Panhandle weights seem to jump around a lot more these days because of the variation in the weekly numbers of heifers, Mexican origin cattle, and Holsteins in our product mix at the Panhandle packing plants, and that causes wider swings in the average live weight from week to week. The latest average national steer carcass weight has continued to follow the seasonal upswing. It was 4 pounds higher at 866 pounds, but it's starting to pull away from last year's numbers. It was 859 pounds last year, so we're starting to jump against our last year targets. It was 25 pounds higher compared to the four-year average of 841 pounds. And the choice select spread was about $6.30 on Friday, and that was almost $2 higher. According to the latest USDA grading, cattle grading reports, the cattle are grading very well, in fact. Texas origin cattle are running about 53% choice and prime, compared to 66% in Kansas and 73% in Nebraska. And packers have about 138,000 head of cattle contracted to them for August, and that compares to 198 last year. And they've been pulling about 23,000 head per week lately. Now, looking at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains auctions, the market was steady to $4 higher on those yearlings, except those lighter weight yearlings under 700 pounds. They were $4 to $6 higher and will be impacted the most by the new crop corn, so there's a lot more push on those lighter weight yearlings. Stocker type cattle were steady to as much as $10 higher as grass conditions improve in many areas due to the recent moisture. The big push for this week was on those short yearling steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds. And the Southern Plains auction receipts at our test auctions was about 25,000 head compared to 33,000 head last week. Those 500 to 600 pound steers traded at 162 to 190. The yearling trade on those 700 to 750 pound steers was at 148 to 158. And those bigger 8 to 850-pound steers traded at 142 to 150 at the area auctions. And in the Texas direct trade, that's the cattle that sell directly from farms and ranches to feedlots, there was 25,000 head and a market that was steady to $3 higher. There was about 600 head of 750 to 800-pound steers that sold at 148 to 150. And another 1,100 head of 8 to 850 weight steers selling at 145 to 152, and both of those are current FOB prices. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.